I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The LA City Council today gave final approval to an anti-camping ordinance that cracks down on homeless camps, tents, and sidewalk sleeping. Can't have any of that near parks, libraries, or schools, near freeways or tunnels or washes, even too close to shelters. LA City Councilman Paul Krikorian proposed the ordinance in an effort to derail a more punitive one backed by council colleagues Joe Buscaino and John Lee. 13 members of the City Council voted for the Krikorian proposal. Mike Bonin and Nithya Rahman were opposed. Bonin says LA is now telling people where they can't sleep, but not where they can. The ordinance now goes to LA Mayor Eric Garcetti for his signature. Along the same lines, the LA County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a motion to create a blue ribbon commission on homelessness. Supervisor Catherine Barger proposed it. It passed on a 3-2 vote. Barger bills the commission as a way to rethink the local response to the homelessness crisis.
I believe it's time for sweeping changes to the system. The status quo, as it stands, is no longer working, and the one-size-fits-all approach has failed many communities, and it's failed those languishing out on the streets.
The Blue Ribbon Commission on Homelessness could decide whether LA County should renegotiate or end its relationship with LASA, the LA Homeless Services Authority. It's co-directed by the county and the city of LA, and it oversees spending on homelessness policies. Supervisor Barger has been openly critical of LASA. That commission, the one she proposed, will have 12 members. It will be directed to come up with recommendations within 6 months. Did you see it on your smartphone this morning? The public safety alert sent out by the city of LA. It says COVID cases are rapidly rising. Protect yourself, loved ones in your community by getting vaccinated now. Then there's a link to find a place where you can get a free shot of vaccine or get tested for COVID-19 if you think you've been infected. City of Long Beach also sent out its own alert with the same message, plus a reminder that vaccinations are free and safe for everyone ages 12 and up, no appointment required. Now, those alerts are part of a stepped-up campaign to get more people vaccinated, motivated by the big jump in new COVID-19 infections ever since the state dropped most of its pandemic restrictions and the Delta variant showed up.
Vaccinated or not, you have to be careful. There's a lot of virus out there. There's a lot of virus spreading quickly in the community. And so everyone needs to be more cautious at this particular moment while we're learning more.
That's UCLA epidemiologist Anne Ramoyne. She is and by the way, she mentioned the more that we have to learn. That's what whether someone who's fully vaccinated but still tests positive for COVID-19 can spread it.
We are now seeing a lot more of these breakthrough cases, these cases where people who've been vaccinated are getting infected, and that's driving case rates up. But what we're not seeing is more hospitalizations and deaths. So I think that this is a ringing endorsement for vaccinations, a reminder that vaccines are going to be the difference between what we saw last year and this year.
UCLA epidemiologist Anne Ramoyne. She's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Long Beach has joined LA, Pasadena, and other cities by requiring its municipal workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Those who don't will have to present a negative test each week. Cal State Long Beach and Long Beach City College have similar mandates in place, and the Long Beach Unified School District's considering one. Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia says vaccine mandates will help the city control COVID-19 infections as students head back to school.
We are at a point now where schools are going to be coming into session at the university, college, and school district level in just weeks. And there are still students, some staff, that still need to get vaccinated.
Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, he says in his city, they have vaccinated 72% of everyone who's 16 and older, including 99% of those who are over the age of 65. Parents with Long Beach Unified students can get vaccinations for their kids, 12 and older, at community and school-based clinics. And anyone in Long Beach who's unvaccinated can find a clinic at longbeach.gov. Well, we're going to be under a statewide flex alert from 4 to 9 tonight. It's especially hot in Northern California. That's what's driving today's flex alert. So skip the washer, dryer, and the dishwasher until late tonight. They're the power hogs. Also, keep your thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. And we're going to keep an eye out this afternoon for an announcement that the flex alert has been extended. Nothing about that yet. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.